This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All right, I know early voting has opened here in the state of Texas. I plan to get out and possibly do that tomorrow. But yeah, just encourage everybody to vote. Whether you think it counts or not, you know, worst case scenario, you waste a little bit of time or stamp, but the stakes is high. So let's do that.
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
You just got the sunshine, yeah. Moonlight, good times.
Don't you blame it on sunshine.
You just got to. You just want to.
All right. My bad. I'm singing again. Anyways, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flam, representing the White Pan Society. And I want to show my genuine appreciation for you taking your time out to spend a little time with me. Let me talk about whatever. Let's get away from things and just vibe out. Appreciation is going to be my word for the near future. The phrase thank you has been ruined for me thanks to the vice presidential debates. I actually tried to sit down. Well, I did. I watched the whole thing. I sat down and I watched the whole debate. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. It's just craziness at this point. It's just really craziness. But yeah, the whole thank you does not stop people from speaking. So if this ever happens again, and we get another moderator, you're going to have to find something else. You're going to have to try another option because saying thank you is just not working. It's not working for anybody. It's been ruined for me. So please, if I do something for you or you feel the need to show your gratitude, find another phrase. I'm going to use another one. I might go back to my uncle's thing. He was always on some don't thank me, thank God. And I think, I think that might be the way to go. Yeah, instead of me saying, if you say thank you to me, that's going to be my response from now on as a way to, I don't know, encourage you to figure out another word. My ex-wife used to hate that. It might be the reason that she's my ex-wife. But anyway, I digress. That happened and that was a thing. I thought about, you know, I thought like watching the debate was going to give me some content. But I'd rather not. I'd rather not talk about something more joyous. I think I got a topic planned for this week. Again, it's going to be a lot of ad-libbing and rambling. So if you've been able to make it through these last couple of episodes, I appreciate you. And hopefully you'll make it through this one as well. There's a surprise at the end. There's an incentive. Try to make it. What else is going on? I had the time with my daughter this week. Me and Chef Elise did not cook anything, yo. We did not cook anything. We made slime, which it turns out is one of our things too. I used to make slime with her a lot when I would go to her mother's house to have my visits. And that didn't turn out necessarily too well. Maybe she was too young, or maybe I just didn't have the right concept or the right idea in mind. But you know, our slime recipes normally included glue. And, 4-year-olds and glue, you can imagine, how things went left pretty quickly. So, I apologize to the apartment complex for, you know, what may have happened to your carpets. I think a couple things went wrong with pillowcases and things of that nature. Try to learn lessons. This time around, I bought this whole like Nickelodeon slime kit. So Nickelodeon, if you want to cut a check, we can work something out. But yeah, we bought this. I bought this whole slime kit. It's like a, you know, it has a chamber that you make the slime in, and you know, you turn a crank to stir it and everything. And we had a good time. I think she made purple slime. I made blue slime. I thought it was mine, but apparently it wasn't. It was just an addition to her slime, which made her slime lavender, which she explained to me when she asked me to mix it all together. Dad, can you make this lavender? And I'm like, I bet you know more colors than I do. She's quite the impressive 4-year-old. But yeah, she put glitter, of course, in her slime and beads and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm hoping none of my roommates thought I was at the strip club because I was probably covered in glitter for a couple of days. It was just slime. That's a hard conversation to have, like try to convince somebody like, nah, dog, what's all that glitter on your shirt? Nah, man, it's slime. It was just slime. Like, yeah, for people with my history, and I don't have a strip club history, but, you know, I have a history. People with my history trying to explain to somebody that the glitter on your shirt is because you was making slime with a little kid. It's a hard sell, but I don't know. I ain't running into any issue. But yeah, that was the highlight of my week, making slime with my little girl. And I figured, you know, because the last couple of weeks I've been struggling to find topics that were more uplifting and more fun and not going to drag me into some sort of deep, dark, depressive place. And this week I will focus on one of the more positive things in my life, one of the most positive thing in my life, which is my relationship with my little girl, my sweet pea. I've had a recording of her on the show. When she was younger, I tried to, you know, I have pictures of her, you know, in the room that was like my studio, at the house. And, you know, she's the most talkative little girl you've ever met, but you put a mic in front of her and cut all that off, like immediately. So I can't ever get her like live on the show. And I'm not sure that's appropriate, but, I was able to record her once telling me some Thanksgiving and Christmas stories, and I think I posted that in a past episode, Story Time with Sweet Pea. It's dope, so if you haven't listened to it, go back through the catalog, shameless plug, and check out Story Time with Sweet Pea. She's an amazing storyteller. Amazing. Amazing. I could take a lot of cues from her, but I don't. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to talk about, like, yeah, my relationship with my little girl, being a dad, how things have changed. Because this is definitely not the situation that I envisioned, you know, in terms of me being a parent. I've talked on the show before about the situation with my parents and my mother and the situation with my dad, you know, more specifically. And it really did, like, growing up, I really did worry about becoming a father, you know, because I had never really seen it. You know, when you don't have an example of what to follow, or you don't have an example of what to do for men. Or, I mean, I'll say for me, I think it applies to other men, but I'll try to use I statements. For me, it definitely put me in a situation where I was very worried about, like, how I would do that and what I was supposed to do and not knowing what I was supposed to do. I'm realizing now, none of us knows what to do. Like, even if you had, you know, parents in the home and you got to see it and you got a better relationship with your parents, it's still very much a situation where, they just send you home with a kid. Like, I remember leaving the hospital, after only, like, I guess 2 days, you know, my ex-wife was in labor for I want to say 22, 23 hours, something like that. And I think we were in the hospital maybe for another day and a half before they released us. And I just remember them like releasing us. And I'm like, this is it? Like, you just sending us home with this kid? Like, you just sending us home with this life. And we supposed to have it from here? Y'all got a manual, something you want to pass off with it? No? Okay. Like, the most they did was come out to the car, make sure you got a car seat. And, sent us on home. And from then on, it has been an adventure, but an awesome adventure, awesome adventure. Yeah, you know, a lot of people talk about parenting and parenthood. And I don't know. I don't want to be the extra, like, it's the most amazing experience you'll ever have in your life. It's the grossest experience you'll ever have in your life. I can tell you that for sure. It is. It only gets grosser as time goes on. It is a great experience. I love my little girl, but yeah, she's gross. All of the, wiping noses. I mean, we'll get past the diapers and stuff like that. Like, I think everybody has the idea that you're going to be dealing with, you know, shit for a specific amount of time. They don't tell you about, like, the newborn stuff and how it looks like pudding, but it's real sticky and it's, yeah, okay. That's too much. I ain't gonna go there. But yeah, I've been, thrown up on more times than I can count. And that's when you realize you love something. Like, that, for me, that's when I realized, like, how much I apparently, like, loved this little person. Is, cause I think I was wearing, like, I might have been wearing, like, a cashmere sweater. I was wearing something that was not cheap and just got projectile vomited all over, and it just kept coming. Like, she would vomit, and I'm like rubbing her hair, like, get it out, baby, it's gonna be all right, get it out. And she just do it again, and I'm just covered in the stuff. And I tell you, if you older than, I don't know, 10 probably, and you throw up on me, I'm pushing you away. There's going to be some movement toward you getting away from me, and it probably is going to be violent. I'm gonna throw you. If my hands is occupied, maybe I'm going to aggressively push you with my foot. I don't want to call it kicking. I did a whole episode on kicking kids, and I'm trying to shake that a little bit. But yeah, I will aggressively push you away with my my leg or foot, you know, with a quick sharp movement. Might, you know, throw you. But in that situation, I just had this little girl in my arms throwing up all over my sweater, and I wasn't even worried about the sweater. Like, it's crazy how that happened. But yeah, I love my little girl, and I don't even think you understand like love until you have kids. Because I loved my ex-wife. Like, I was in love, made the decision to spend the rest of my life with this one person. And I know, like, if my ex-wife said something to me that I felt was disrespectful or I didn't like, we might not talk for a couple of days. Like, it's going to hurt. I'm going to take that jab, and I'm not going to be ready to just be cool with you for a couple of days. My daughter says disrespectful shit to me all the time. And I have to just, like, I laugh it off. And then, like, 2 minutes later, be like, oh, you need something to eat? Are you okay? You need to go to the potty? You know? Like, right back to being concerned about her and her well-being, and we cool, and wanting her to be my friend and all that kind of stuff. And she just said something, like, super disrespectful to me. I don't know. The example I have is not really super disrespectful, but if you know me, like, I'm not a fan of being corrected. I'm not a fan, and especially by somebody I think is in no position to correct me or is flat out wrong. But we sitting the other day, and we watching videos of we was watching videos of pandas. We watched Wee Bear Bears, a cartoon that she's gotten into, and there's a panda on that show. And so she wanted to see videos of pandas. So we're sitting and we're just watching random videos of animals, and started off with pandas and just kept going. And eventually there was a video of you know, a monkey at the zoo. I think it was like a chimpanzee. And you know, I'm doing the whole dad thing. My mom used to have this thing where if she saw something interesting, she would point at it and be like, ooh, look at that, you know, as a way to, like, direct our attention toward it. And that really got us into, like, learning, because this would happen at museums and stuff like that. And she'd be like, ooh, look at that. And then all of a sudden, like, we're super interested about whatever it is that she's pointing to. So I was doing my best, flan dog, that's what my mother goes by, impression. And I'm like, ooh, is that a monkey? And my daughter looks at me straight face and just like all the fun stopped. She looked at me. She's like, no, dad, that's a gorilla. And it took everything. I had to, like, walk away and come back. It's like, first off, it's a chimpanzee. Second off, is that even a thing? I don't know. Secondly, like, ain't they all monkeys? I don't know. Like, I've just, how does she have the audacity to correct dad about what this, and you're wrong. It's not even a gorilla, it's a chimpanzee. But if, you know, the shit just slid off my back. If that had been anybody else, that had been an adult, like, I might not have checked you, you know, verbally and let you know, that what you said was out of pocket and we ain't necessarily going to be cool for a minute. But that would have, you would have seen the mood in the room would have changed. And whatever we was, whatever relationship we had would have been on pause at that moment until I was ready to come back. But my little sweet pea, she says all kinds of crazy shit like that to me all the time. It's just like, oh, okay. It's a gorilla. My bad, dad, you know. Dad is uninformed. Need some more rice? You know, I was right back to taking care of her. But yeah, no, I love that little girl. I got to do something cool as a dad. Recently, I bought her first bike. Haven't given it to her yet. Still working it out with my ex-wife, like when we're going to pull the trigger on that. But that was like a big dad move for me. I love things that make me feel like a dad. You know, being divorced now, not being in the house with her, you know, not waking up with her and, you know, and giving her baths on a regular basis and putting her to sleep and, you know, all that kind of stuff like that. That hurts. And I feel like I miss things. I wasn't there when she lost her first tooth. You know, I'm not there, you know, for a lot of stuff. But, and so yeah, any moment that happens where I get a chance to do something that makes me feel like a dad, like, is a big deal for me. So like buying her this bike and putting the bike together, huge deal for me. I can't wait to give it to her and, you know, and see her have that fun. But yeah, she is the best thing that ever happened to me. Like, you know, I hate those little cliche things that people say. But sometimes things are cliche, you know, they get said over and over again because there's a lot of truth in them. And my little girl, my little sweet pea is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. You know, she called me the other day. We do video calls a lot. And she called me the other day and she's taking like what we do in the kitchen with the Chef Elise stuff. And she tries to do it at home with her little toy stove or whatever. And, you know, she's going to make, I think she was making broccoli pancakes. I ain't had a heart to tell her that was gross. But you know, whatever, if that's what you, maybe she might be dope enough to figure out how to make it a thing. But she was making broccoli pancakes and she's walking me through the ingredients and, she's having me like sort vegetables in different bins and I can't even see the bins. And she's quizzing me on all this, like, which bin does this one go in, dad? This one or the other one? And it's like, I can't even see the bins to be able to tell you what this one or the other one. Well, I'm just randomly guessing stuff and she's correcting me because I'm getting them all wrong. Apparently, no matter what I guessed, that was wrong. But it was fun. It was fun. It was a great time. Yeah, I really do enjoy being a dad. But I don't know. I am waiting for the years because right now she's four. She'll be five in December. And that'll be cool. I can't believe I have a 5-year-old, but it is what it is. I am waiting for the years. Like I have dreamt about being an embarrassing dad. I have dreamt about it for a long, long time. Like I can't express to you how much I am looking forward to being able to embarrass my daughter. Like I can't wait. I cannot wait. And I have so many plans for the things that I'm going to do to embarrass my daughter. Like I have kept videos of all of these moments, you know, when she's thrown up and taking, giving her baths in the sink. And I have these videos and I have the material and I can't wait to meet her friends when she's like 15 and just like sit them through a slideshow or something. And show them everything. I can't wait. The biggest thing that I have on my list, and I swear, I need you guys to hold me to this because I have to do this. I have to do it just for the epicness, the epic embarrassing dad moment that it will be. I want to, at her 16th birthday, whoever is my closest friends, male friends on that date. So understand you will have a part in this if we become close and we homies and you nearby when the 16th birthday is going down, you have responsibilities. I'm going to lay them out for you. So on her 16th birthday, me and whoever my closest male friends are at the time, we're going to get some linen outfits, no shirts. I'm going to give me a fan. I'm going to set it up. We're going to have a big party for her. And at some point during the party, we're going to come out and we're going to reenact the video for Water Runs Dry by Boyz II Men. I got to do it. Let's don't wait till the, it is. This is going to be my moment. This is going to be my moment. And we got to do everything. The dances, they got the little dumbass hand movements that they be doing halfway through the song. Why do we hurt it? Look, I am so looking forward to it. Get your cameras ready because I'm going all in. If you're around, and my daughter was born December 1st, 2015. So save the date. Save the date on her 16th birthday. Is going down. I'm doing it in front of all her friends as publicly as I possibly can because that is my dream. Like, you know, some people may dream about winning the NBA championship or Super Bowl or sinking a birdie on the 18th hole to win the Masters. I don't know. Maybe that's your dream. My dream is to reenact Boyz II Men videos in front of my daughter's friends. That's my dream. Sounds creepy when I said it like that, but I don't know. I'm not giving up on it. I don't know. Y'all be ready. But yeah, man, I just wanted to, I don't know. I wanted to talk about Friday because that's what keeps me happy these days. Like there's so much going on and you're watching that debate and then watching the conversations at the debate, watching how a fly can become a celebrity overnight. And then you're just watching the conversations about the debate and stuff. It's all like super depressing. Like it's just sad to see the state that the world is in. But what I did like about the debate was that last question and them getting, I think they were middle schoolers that got to send the questions in and the little girl's questions. I don't remember exactly what it was verbatim, but it was basically like, you know, right now we're watching, you know, everyone around us, adults, you know, just be at odds and just disagree and argue all the time, you know, and like, what are we going to do to change that? What are we going to do to be different? What are we going to do to be better? And I think, you know, little middle schoolers that ask questions like that and hopefully people like my daughter, if I can continue to be a positive influence on her, and shouts to her mom for everything she does. She's a happy, healthy little girl, and I know that not because of me, wouldn't be possible without her, so shouts to her. But yeah, I think, you know, keeping her on this path, she could be a part of changing that narrative and just getting back to, she is my fun. We have so much fun together. I think another one of my proud dad things is that she's a Michael Jackson fan. And I mean, should I be proud of that? I don't know. It's another discussion. She's a Michael Jackson fan. Something I think I got her into, really. And she loves Young Mike. Like, I don't think she knows a whole lot of, like, pre-nose or post-nose job. Like, I don't think she knows, like, she knows Black Michael Jackson. I don't know if she's aware that he changed at some point. But she likes a lot of Jackson 5. And yeah, like, you know, Blame It on the Boogie. It's a song that we'll sit in the kitchen and like dance to and have a good time. Yeah, man, she's super dope. She's super dope. Like, I think, you know, she sings, she dances, she cooks. She's going to be incredible. And, she is going to be, you know, like it's cool to see your kid have the traits that in you that you believe are positive and then have other things, you know, above that. Like, she's got the stuff about me that I like and she's got stuff that I don't have. So she's like, she's already better than I am. And that's like, it's beautiful. I do have to, like, I do this stuff with her with the cooking and the slime and everything to try to rein in the recklessness. Like, I was the little kid that was doing like experiments all over the house. I remember Man. I put lotion in my sister's goldfish tank. I don't know what I was trying. It killed the fish, of course. It was an experiment. I don't know what I was trying to prove. I did a lot of stuff with lotion, man. I blew up a light bulb. If you put lotion on a light bulb while it's on, I guess it's hot and you cool it down too fast, it exploded. That was another experiment. I think at one point, I stuck stuff in outlets. It's amazing that I'm still alive. So yeah, I do this stuff with my daughter to kind of, cause I know if she's anything like me, she's super curious. She believes, of course, you know, based on her correcting me about the monkey, she believes she knows more than she really knows. And so she's going to go out and try to do things and try to figure out things. Like, she wants to figure it out on her own. She believes she has the aptitude, and I believe she does too. But you know, it's got to be paced and it's got to be supervised. So yeah, I try to do these things with the cooking, you know, cause that's basically chemistry, and the slime, which is more chemistry. And we do other, you know, little stupid experiments. I did something that I saw on Facebook. I think Steve Harvey posted it. I don't know why he'd be posting half the stuff that he posted, but it's like you fill a glass with oil and then you pour water on top of the oil so it sinks to the bottom. Put a little bit of food coloring in there and then drop a Alka-Seltzer in the glass. And it makes like this weird, like, volcano effect. And you see the bubbles of the food color water pop up through the oil. It was really cool. It was really cool. We had a fun time doing it. But yeah, I try to do stuff like that with her to tame that. I don't want her sticking stuff in the outlets. I got saved because they put plastic on, or rubber on bobby pins, but could have gone a completely different way. I could not be here today because I was too curious. But yeah, my daughter's amazing. And yeah, you know, I figured that would be my topic for this week. Talk about being a dad and how much I love my little sweet pea, my sweetie peaty. The greatest, most heartwarming moment I think I've had with her during these almost 5 years is, you never realize like how much you'll want some 4 year old who knows nothing about nothing to think that you're cool and to be your friend, you know? And so, I remember one day flat out asking her, I'm like, yo, sweet pea, am I your friend? I think I said Elise, cause that's your name is Elise. Elise, am I your friend? And she says, no, dad, you're not my friend, or I'm not your friend. I'm your sweet pea. And I was like, oh, like, you know, like she understands that the relationship between us is even beyond friendship. Like she got people that are her friends, and then she's got people that are other things in her life. And then she's got dad, and dad has friends, and dad has other people in his life. And then he's got his sweet pea. And those are distinct, special relationships. I'm so grateful to have that with her, even though circumstances are not the way, you know, I wish they'd be. I never, expected to be like the part-time dad, but, making the best of it. And, man, yeah, I'm happy about it. I'm still proud to be a dad. It was definitely a part of how I identify myself. And when the situation changed, that hurt me. It hit me a lot that I wasn't going to have that, but it's still there, and she'll always be my sweet pea, and I'll always be her dad. And this episode was for her. So thank y'all for sitting and listening to my random ramblings about fatherhood. We're going to close it out. As always, check out my man Zaya Fitness on Instagram. You know, if you have you have fitness needs, nutrition needs, he can get you there. Division one athlete, dope person all around. Yeah, get to know him. He can help you out. Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness on Instagram. Holla at my boy. And then also ttcharities.org. If you're looking for ways to be impactful today, looking for ways to make a difference, not sure what to do to kind of, you know, get involved and make some sort of change in what you see going on right now, check out ttcharities.org. Always got something going on to try to be there and do something for the people. Donate what you can, time, money, clothes, books, Even if it's just a share, a retweet, a like, whatever it is, it all helps. So ttcharities.org. Check it out. And then check out the What Is TWS website and store. I've got a lot of new merch in there. Designed some new mugs because it's going to be mug season. Got hoodies. This hoodie season's coming. And you'll save 20% right now if you use the coupon code Hoodie Season. That's HOODIESZN. I had to do a hood. Hoodie Season. It's real ghetto, but it will save you 20%. Now, please like and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a review if you can. I definitely appreciate all of the feedback, be it positive or negative. Try to make it constructive or at least funny, whatever. But anything is good. Anything, all publicity is good publicity. Anyway, we're going to leave out with another one of my Sweet Pea's favorite tunes. We're going to rock out for a little bit until we speak again. Be safe, be the light, and y'all be easy. Well, you already know. So just imagine. Just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I should.